We're just going to roll right into this. It's the news, according to me. It's Monday morning. It's Monday. All day. It's Monday. Monday, August 26th, 8.05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Running a little behind schedule this morning. I am off. I'm off all week. I'm just off enjoying my chai. Oh, good morning. It is, did I mention it's 2024? I don't know if I mentioned that it's 2024. I don't know if I said that. Monday, August 26th, 8.05. Almost 8.06. 2024. I have my home studio here. That tomorrow morning, either tomorrow morning or Wednesday morning, it's probably going to be tomorrow morning, I will be at the worldwide headquarters for the show. I may have a live show tomorrow. I'm not sure how that's going to work yet. Possibility of that happening. I don't know. Thursday morning, Friday morning, by the way, probably not going to happen. Probably not going to be a show Friday morning. It's possible. But I doubt it. It could happen. If I do have one Friday morning, it'll be very early in the morning. I have to have a sailing trip we're going to be taking from going across the lake to get over to Chicago. I will be in Chicago through Monday. And then I have to go back to work on Tuesday. I'm not looking forward to that. I shouldn't have even mentioned it. The it makes my anxiety level go up. Not that I have any, but it goes up. My anxiety is pretty low. I don't know. For me, on a scale of 1 to 10, mine's about a 0.2 on a normal anxious day. And then I have, and when I'm on vacation, it's about a negative. I have negative anxiety. I get around other people who are anxious and it draws the anxiety out of them. It's amazing how that happens. Probably something biblical about that. I don't know. No, I really don't have much anxiety. Now, PTSD, I've got that. If anything, if it's just a fly, you know, lands on my arm, I freak out. Not really. I'm just being facetious. Okay, we have... I don't know. We're just going to kind of roll into this. I've got this chai here with my creamer, my Almond Joy creamer, and I've also got my backup sweet tea, homemade sweet tea right here. I did have a little bit of apple cider in my sweet tea over the weekend. However, because we've got a gallon of apple cider, but down to just regular sweet tea now. It's just all I got there. Just nothing fancy about that. And it's not quite as sweet as normal. Kind of cutting back on the sugar a little bit. Just because I drink so much of it. Oh, in the meantime, lots of things going on. Over the weekend, a few things going on. Politically, just all kinds of different things that have come opened up about the DNC as people are finally making their comments. And there's a few things that people are really noticing. It's really, in fact, ironically, John Stewart, of all people. Now he's typically he will poke fun at the leftists quite often. I think one of the biggest things that happened on Friday, and I haven't had a show since this has happened, is this association now that has happened, this shift of RFK Jr. Kind of joining forces with Donald Trump. He's not necessarily, I wouldn't say he's necessarily, he's not like he's his running mate. But I don't think that even the media realizes how powerful this is. RFK Jr. has been a well-respected person. I had a lot of respect for the guy. Now he is a leftist. Not I wouldn't say he's. I don't call him that. I don't call him a leftist. He's a traditional Democrat, and he's very. He's a big government guy. But he's not an establishment guy. This is, I think, one of the key elements. They're forgetting about this. One of the biggest reasons, and Bernie Sanders has even said this. I get why people like him.
Why people like him. It's because he's not with the establishment. He's an outsider.
Yeah, well, Bernie pretended like he was an outsider, but at the end of the day, he was an insider. Went along, played the game, stayed in politics, put his tail between his legs and walked away when he was unjustly treated and provingly so. I mean, he had plenty of evidence to show that he was mistreated in the DNC in 2016 as well as 2020. And still yet he pretends to just get along just fine with everybody. Just rolls right over. Because he's part of the establishment. They like to pretend like he's not. It's all an act. He's not Jimmy Dore, who would be a huge Bernie supporter if he wouldn't have rolled over. And because he did, because he realized he was established. The same thing happened with what's the guy who was running the Green Party? I can't think of the guy's name. Some kind of professor, a weirdo. He's running. Next thing you know, he's not relevant at all. He didn't even show up at the DNC. He kind of burned his britches. And yet he proved to be. And Jimmy Dore had him on his show, and he's asking him questions. And he had all the wrong answers for Jimmy's political side of things. I don't agree. I would. There's probably more I agree with Jimmy on than I disagree with, but it's I like the fact that Jimmy can have a discussion with the guy. You can have a conversation. Now there are some things he's pretty passionate about. It'd probably be difficult to have a conversation with him on a few things because he's got some very deep rooted opinions about some things. Those roots are getting kind of weak, and the more he realizes the truth and things that have happened and. I think one of the things he needs to be confronted about is he keeps talking about how government needs to pay for this, government needs to pay for that. He wants bigger government. And yet the very government that he wants to have bigger is the government that is corrupt. And I don't think he understands this concept of centralized government is never the answer. Maybe 1% of the time it has something to do with, you know, things, basic things like border security, strong national defense, those kinds of things, which they're failing at miserably right now. Even though they claim they're going, when I get in office day one, we're going to start clapping down on the border. We're going to have border security. Their idea of border security is just being able to process more people coming in. That's their idea of border. When they talk about comprehensive border or immigration reform, they mean completely gut the thing, and it's immigration wide open. That's what they want. Not assimilation, not a million a year. They want 20 million a year. They want everybody who can just come on in, and then when the chaos happens, we'll blame the other side. Couldn't possibly be our fault. Well, who's going to pick your? Who's going to mow your lawn? Who's going? Oh, so you want a slave class? You want a servant class to come across the border? It's pathetic. These people are just absolutely nuts. Anyway, the crowd. There was this video of. Donald Trump at a rally, I think it was in Michigan. 50,000 people in a stadium. It was, they didn't come to watch a concert, by the way. They came there because Trump was there. I I don't know how many it was. Maybe it was 19,000. I don't know what it was. It was whatever it was. The stadium was full of people. And the in-ground was also the not just the bleachers. We're talking about the entire thing was full of people. And, of course, RFK there was there. This is when he announced that he was, I think it was Friday night. And he's talking about does a little speech and how they don't agree on everything, but they do agree on some things, and they're going to work together on some things. I think the impact of this is going to go much further than what most pundits understand. I think the election's over at this point. The establishment and the administrative state, deep state, is absolutely opposed to both of these people. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's people in the FBI and CIA and the OSI and the DSI and the DEA and DOA, DOD. I'm sure that there are people in all of those organizations that are Trump supporters. Should they keep quiet? But the radical left that is in this country that has taken some of these positions, they are the Peter Strzoks, the Andy McCabe's, people who think that they have a duty to protect us from the people we would vote for. If more than half of America votes for this guy, we need to protect the rest of the country from this guy. That's not what they're doing. These people get so bent out of shape with things that they've drummed up such a they've created a monster in the closet. That's what this amounts to. Remember when you were a kid? Maybe some of you didn't have this issue. You're trying to lay in bed at night and go to sleep, and you're sure that there's a monster in the closet. There's a monster under your bed, and somehow pulling that sheet up over you. That's been the joke for you for years. It's pulling that sheet, as long as you get that sheet all the way up over you, that you're somehow protected from whatever it was that is in the closet. But that the sheet, you know, obviously, if a monster comes out of that closet, I wish I could get to that little kid because I can't because he's got that sheet over him. I can't touch him. This is the Democrat Party right now. The monster in the closet is Donald Trump, Orange Man Bad. And because of that, they are freaking out. But we've got this little blanket. We're going to cover ourselves with a little blankie. This little blankie made out of AstroTurf. And they think that they're somehow protected from this man because they got this phony little sheet over their head. And here's what's weird about it. There's no Orange Man Bad in the closet. That's the problem. They've so just gotten themselves worked up into a tizzy over this whole thing. By the way, I heard this thing this morning that there's this lady who says there's 12 things if you say that if you use these words, you're racist. And one of them was just anger. One of them was something. It's simple words. You use these words in reference to somebody. One of the words is thug. And, you know, it's the word thug. You can go back to, I was in martial arts a long time ago. We used to have these things called magazines that people used to get because we didn't have the internet. So you'd go and get your magazines, you'd read your articles. And it was kind of like, you know, exploring the internet without the internet. It was, you'd read these things with Well, you know, it was, you had information, advertisements, the whole thing was there. If you had a trade or if you were involved in any kind of industry or sales or whatever you, there were magazines for these kinds of things. They called them a rag. It was kind of a tongue in cheek. Some people say, oh, how dare you call it a rag. Well, that's just what they called it. It wasn't derogatory. It was just kind of the industry thing that you called it, a magazine. And in this magazines, I used to get like karate and taekwondo and all these different magazines, martial artists. I can't remember all of them. Kick, I think, was one of them. Just a lot of different magazines. And of course, then there's the scuba diving. I was into a lot of things. I had about 1,200 hobbies. And the main one was, at that time, at least in my late teens, early 20s, was martial arts. And I ended up very involved. I went to point tournament contests in Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, locally here as well, but it just, most of the big ones were Chicago and Indianapolis. And I remember the term, it would be around the front of the magazine. If you're attacked by a thug, they'd use the word thug a lot. Thug did not imply, it was not a racial thing. This is what this lady was saying in this little video clip was that using any of these terms was just like using the N-word. I don't know that thug has a color. Thug is anybody who tries to rob me or hurt me, or why is that all of a sudden associated with a black person or a person of color? Why is that all of a sudden, or actually just a black person, because they're claiming it's the N-word. How does that work? There are, by the way, black people, African-Americans, that will call white people that name. I guess that's okay. See, one of the things I can't stand is double standards. I cannot stand it. It shows a lack of introspect. It shows a lack of self-awareness when people start putting double standards on things. And that just really bothers me. That means you're just spouting out crap from your mouth that doesn't mean anything. You have no basis of any kind of reasoning. You're not reasoning anymore. Now you're just spouting out hyperbole because you really don't know or understand. Michelle Obama's speech, I think it was on Thursday or Friday, was absolutely rich with hypocrisy, double standards, things that she was saying, things that aren't true, she was mentioning. And people are noticing it. In fact, there's some people now, there's one gal who used to be a leftist activist, like she was very deeply involved in leftist stuff. She was heavily involved. She now has a show on Prager University channel on his network. And I was amazed at how astute she was. She was noticing things during the convention, the DNC convention, that I never would have seen. And I mean, she was noticing how they were, the terms and the things that they were saying and the speeches that they were making, words that they were choosing to use, really showed how biased, how hypocritical, and just how assuming they were in terms of, you know, they're basically just assuming that everyone who's, if you're, you know, it's kind of like the, if you don't vote for me, you've got to, if you're trying to decide whether you vote for me or Trump, you're not black. It's just assuming that, well, you've got to be black in order to, you know, you've only got one obvious candidate. You can't think for yourself. I have got animals down here at my feet. That's the dog trying to dig his way into a little sleeping situation, I guess. I don't know, scratching the floor. And the cat that apparently is very intrigued by my dog. Is my downstairs cat has a lot of, I don't know, they kind of are colored similar. I don't know if that has something to do with it or not. She just really, she really would like to. Get to know him. She tries to come up to him, sniff his nose, rub, you know, just wants to play. Dog doesn't know what to think about that, because the other cat, just when he wants to play, it's not fun. It's you know, he's all out running around, gets mean, wants to claw and bite, which is fine with me. Well, you know, but the dog doesn't know what to do with that. Okay, that's enough. That's enough of that. Now we'll just lay down and be done. So we have a big week ahead of us here, folks. As I've always said, as we're rolling into September and October, things are just going to continue to ramp up. Now, my concern is with the advent of RFK and Junior and Trump kind of teaming up on this whole thing, I think you're about to see something become very powerful here. And in the meantime, as this is happening, the deep state now has got to change gears a little bit. I'm sure that they've war roomed this. What if RFK does this and does? Another thing that he has done, this is kind of quite brilliant, actually. Now, he says that, you know, according to his internal polling, I think that both Trump and Harris, basically, I think he's showing them in a tie for the Electoral College. I don't know what states he's pulling out this out of, but he says it's 279, 279. They would tie right now, which they wouldn't have enough. I think it's 280 something. You have to have to. I'm not an expert on, you know, electoral college stuff, but you have to have enough electoral votes. Or as Biden would say, the electrical college. Guy's a mess. But I don't know how he has this figured out, but he was, one of the things he was going over was this tie that's going on. Now, he says he can still end up, if we go into the convention, if we go into the actual election, you know, they could go back to a brokered something. I don't know how he talked about it. Somehow it would go back. He could end up still becoming the president. He's only suspending his candidacy, and he's still on the ballot, and he's pulled his name off of the ballot in swing states. Now, the way he has done this, it is absolutely beneficial to Trump. He is going after the Democrat Party. He's going after Harris. The reason for this, now he claims that this is his wife even kind of confirmed this. At one point, she said they were saying that. I guess he had made the comment that if he ever supported Trump, that his wife would divorce him. And his wife said, "You know me pretty well." This has changed. And I think what has changed is that the fact that the Harris administration was not even willing to talk to RFK Jr. They wouldn't even have a conversation with him. Even his people, her people, I mean, would not, they weren't willing to talk to his people. how does, and then they want, you know, now they're going to vilify him even more because he's, you know, he's just a wacko. He's a wacko. He's an anti-vaxxer. He's not an anti, I think he actually had the COVID shot. But he's, there are some vaccines. He's concerned about some of the vaccinations that have happened over the years. And he's looking at the studies of, look, we've been doing this. These are the things that have changed over the past 20 years. And these are the results of, look at the health of our population in the last 20 years, how it's changed. And these are the things that have changed medically and chemically in our food. He's tied a lot of this together. It's not just hokey pokey stuff. There's some serious questions here. He's definitively atrazine, and there's some other things that are in some of our foods that are obviously harming us. We just need to figure out to what extent, because they're ignoring it. If you don't think that's, well, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't. Oh, I'm sure that we would have that figured out by now. Really? Because there's still people that are saying that you have to get a COVID shot. There's a lot of people still wearing masks everywhere. And you can see, now it's really weird because when I'm in the airport and I see somebody in a mask, 9 times out of 10, not all the time, not every time, most of the time, what happens with when you put a mask on is you can't see someone's face. You can't tell whether they're smiling, frowning, you can't see anything. Their facial expression is very limited. All you can see is their eyes. Of course, that makes it more obvious because it accentuates their eyes. Now that's all you have to see. And because of that, you're more focused on what's going on with their eyes. And what I see most of the time in most of these people that are wearing masks now is fear. I see fear in their eyes. They're not just wearing it. You know, maybe they're sick. I don't. That's fine. If you're sick, go ahead and wear a mask or whatever. If you don't want to get sick, wear a mask. I guess I don't know. The science doesn't show that that's helping with most things, most illnesses. But wear one if you feel better about it. But I'm concerned that people are wearing them out of fear, and they don't understand the science. And That's really what concerns me the most. I guess I just don't want to see people walking around in fear. That's just where I stand on that issue. But the concern here is that as things continue on, if this relationship between RFK Jr. and Trump continues to grow and become actually a viable thing. I don't, they're pretty early on in this whole stage. Because what RFK Jr. has done, Kennedy has done, is he has basically set it up so that the voting situation his withdrawing from certain states can only hurt the Democrat Party, in my opinion. He's saying that it could hurt both sides. You know, he's saying if you're in a red state, vote red. If you're in a blue state, vote blue. But if you're in a swing state, I can't remember what it was. The way he did it, but he's leaving his candidacy in certain states, and it's, in my opinion, it's only going to hurt the Democrat Party. So I don't know. We shall see what we shall see. But I think that this is going to increase the deep state's desire or motivation. I had to push the sneeze button there for a second. Had to push it again. I think it's going to increase their motivation, their energy level in terms of going after the Trump Kennedy team there. Not that there's a Trump Kennedy team, it's just Trump administration. So I don't know. It's one of those things where we'll see what we see here coming up in October. Now, I believe that during the, and then we have, you know, the whole time between November and January, the Democrats have been known to be a scorched earth party. They could potentially try to wreck everything as Trump, before Trump comes into office. They could try to, they've already set up a few things that have been, of course, one of the things that they'll try to do is impeach him. They'll between November and January, they're going to do some things that, in my opinion, they're going to, if they can do it, if they can take control of the House, and which this here again, this is a whole other issue. Somehow we have averted that issue so far. So far, the Republicans still have control of the House. I think that after the assassination attempt, it really drew, I think, some people who were on the fence, whether they wanted to stay with the establishment Republicans or not. I think that that really kind of drew the line. I think there were some people who jumped off the fence and, you know, went to the Trump side of things. There's such a coalition right now, I think, of people that are on board with Trump. Now, my understanding is Mike Pompeo is once again potentially going to be back in the Trump administration. I've heard this as a possibility. I do not trust that man. I hear a lot of Christians, solid people in the Christian world, in the Christian, I've talked to them personally, individually. They like this guy. They have a relationship with this guy. They talk to this guy. I'm sorry. There's something about him that when somebody answers all the questions exactly the right way. This was a guy who said he was going to run for president, going to run against Trump. And when he was asked all these questions, I think it was by Chris Wallace, every question he answered exactly perfectly. Exactly what an evangelical Trump voter would like to hear. Everything he said. That's unusual. So unusual that I don't trust it. This guy was a CIA director. He was, in my opinion, he knows exactly what to say. Even though he didn't, even though he answered all the questions right, he never got any traction at all in any kind of a campaign. But I'm sorry. If the guy is genuine and maybe they're seeing something I'm not seeing, all I'm telling you is when anybody is that spot on with all the right answers, I start to question. Now, isn't that sad? I start to question their validity. I'm sorry. Yeah. So I think that there's still going to be some deep state people around Trump. I think they infiltrate everything. There are CIA assets and FBI assets in almost every facet of administrative positions in government. For our protection, of course. Yeah. We'll have to see what happens with all this. So as the week progresses, I will try to collect a few more audio clips as the days go by. But in the meantime, there should be a show every day this week, and hopefully with a little bit more content than what I've put out this morning. Hopefully I'm putting some of you to sleep, but you know, I know there are some people out there who listen to this late at night just so that I can talk them to sleep. So if you're sleeping, I'll talk quieter now so that you can, because you know, you're drifting off into sleep now. So I'm going to wake you up. So we're going to go ahead and just close out the show with, you know, just some music for you to listen to. How's that? There you go. I have, and I can see on here that there's apparently been some people listening over the weekend to some past shows because there's some things. Anyway, so folks, continue to pray. Hopefully you had a great weekend and you'll have a great week ahead of you. In the meantime, continue to pray for our nation and pray for each other, pray for the local leaders as well as our national and state level leaders. There's a lot going on and interesting stuff. God bless, folks. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. Take care. I will be back tomorrow.